This is Shantae Moore. I'm so glad to hear that your heart surgery was successful. God bless you and take care of yourself. Because everything's all right. God bless you and take good care, okay?
Yo, Aunt, what up? It's Hendrix, you know the vibes. We gon' keep it all the way unfiltered. Hottest podcast in the game. Yep, yep. Sinise Unfiltered. You rockin' with Sinise Unfiltered. 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 Sinise Unfiltered. Let's talk about sports and the politics. Let's talk about music, talk about life. If you ain't tuned in, then you out of it. A fresh, unfiltered perspective. Hottest podcast, no question. A fresh, unfiltered perspective. Hottest podcast, no question. Sinise Unfiltered.
What up, what up, what up? This your boy, Amp, for the Sinise Unfiltered podcast. Thank you once again for tuning in. I appreciate all the love and support. And this week, I have from the voice, from T-Legend, the lovely, the beautiful, Zania Alake. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Zania to the show.
Okay.
What up, what up, what up? This is your boy, Am, with Sinise Unfiltered Podcast. And this week I have a special guest. I have Zania Alake from The Voice, Team Legend. Welcome to the show, Zania.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, I thank you for taking the time out to come on. I know it's early over there.
It's all good.
All right. So let me just say this. I loved your performance last week, If I Were Your Woman, by Gladys. That you did an awesome job. That was very well.
Thank you so much.
I loved it. Okay, so what made you audition for the show?
I've auditioned for the shows a few times before, but this time was a little more convenient because, you know, it was virtual. Mm-hmm. You know, with having two kids and, you know, working full time, I just was able to submit a video, and here I am.
Awesome. How did you find out you got selected for the show?
I got a phone call, and if they wanted to fly me out to audition. And I was floored because every time I've auditioned for the show before, I've always got that email saying, oh, you know what? Thank you so much for auditioning. Try again next time. Mm-hmm. And it was just so surreal when I got that phone call.
Awesome. How does music inspire you?
Music inspires me to be better. It gets me through the toughest times. It gets me through the greatest times in my life. That's always my go-to in my comfort zone. Whenever I'm having an issue or dealing with something, life is happening, music is my go-to.
Okay. Are there any celebrities that inspire you?
Any celebrities? Tracy Ellis Ross inspires me. Okay. From style and just how she is, her personality is. I love Ella Fitzgerald. I know she's no longer with us, but I love Ella Fitzgerald. And yeah, those two. Actually, Anita Baker as well.
Okay.
But those.
Awesome. Are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guess not. Okay. How excited were you to find out you have John Legend as your coach?
Ecstatic. I mean, I've always wanted to work with him. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to have the same background for him or, you know, sing with him. And just to get the opportunity to be coached by him is just, it's just amazing.
What has he taught you so far?
He's taught me to, it's very important to tell a story mm-hmm. with whatever you sing. You don't want to just get up there just to sing the song. You have to feel it. Because at that time, you know, that's your job to convey a message to who you're singing to. Mm-hmm. So it's important to tell a story.
Okay. So I know you said you like Anita Baker. What made you choose Sweet Love for your blind audition?
Because I'm from Detroit, you know, she's from Detroit. I've always done Anita Baker songs when I was at home. So mm-hmm. that was one of my first choices.
Okay. What does it mean to have your family and friends support you on your journey on the show?
It means so much. And just to have, you know, artistic parents that, you know, get into the arts. Mm-hmm. They've always pushed me to sing or to entertain. Sometimes you don't get a lot of parents or, you know, people that have raised you support you like that.
Very true.
I'm just so grateful to have that support system from my parents.
Yeah, that's very important, very important.
And my family as well, but you know.
How do you feel after winning both your knockout and battle performances?
I feel like everything, all the hard work that I have put into singing and entertaining is really, really starting to pay off. Mm-hmm. It's just showing me that I do have something, and what I've been studying over the years is actually something.
Yeah.
You know, just to get the positive feedback that I'm getting for the songs that I've chosen is amazing.
Yeah. Okay. How excited were you to find out that Snoop was your mega mentor this season?
Snoop Dogg threw me through a loop. That was so unexpected. That was really unexpected, but you'd be surprised at what he has to offer you. Mm-hmm. It is important that you do not judge a book by its cover, because he's been in the game for years. He's done gospel, reggae, you know, rap, all that stuff. Yeah. So he has a keen ear for talent, mm-hmm. and he gave me the best advice.
Okay. Yeah, Snoop, he's one of the top celebrities I would love to meet, because just his whole vibe and his personality.
Right.
You know, Snoop is right. A real, real cool dude.
What
has he taught you?
Delivery, how to deliver a song. Mm-hmm. You can't just, even though you want to put your own spin on it, how would the artist that actually sings that song mm-hmm. put a spin on it? You know, you want to give everything that you want to lay it all out on the stage.
Okay.
Leave it on the stage. That's what he's taught me.
Okay. How will you mentally prepare for the live show performances?
How will I mentally prepare? I will mentally prepare by meditating every mm-hmm. morning, praying daily, do my vocal warm-ups is key, and making sure I get my my walks in so I can stay fit. That helps with your mental health too, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And what would it mean to you to win The Voice this season?
To win The Voice would be a dream. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be such an unexpected dream, because, like I said, you put all your heart and soul into your craft,
mm-hmm.
and finally see and feel that people are feeling what you are delivering is just like an all-time high. You know, like you feel the best. I will feel, oh, the words can't explain, but just to win something, and I've always come in second place for a lot of things that I've auditioned for, but mm-hmm. just to win it would mean that I'm doing something good. I'm doing something right.
Ooh. What advice would you have for new artists For new artists, yeah.
Yeah, for new artists, I would just say consistency is key. You know, if it is something that you want to do in life, it doesn't even have to be singing or whatever. Just whatever you want to do in life, if that's what makes you happy, stay consistent. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it will pay off. You never know when, but it will pay off. And don't let the people that don't understand your craft break you down and stop you from doing what you love.
There you go. There you go. If you could have one celebrity to do a collabo with, who would it be?
Ooh. Let's see. Let me think about that for a second. You know what? Actually, I would love to do a collab with an artist. Her name is Victoria Monet. I think she is very talented. Mm-hmm. And she has a great pen as far as writing.
Okay. And my last question, well, it's not really a question, but what would be your message to all your family, friends, and community back in Detroit cheering you on to win?
All my family and friends in Detroit, I want to say I love you all and thank you all so much for your endless support with whatever I do. But ultimately, with this competition, thank you for pushing me to test my limits and push me to greatness and just showing me that you love me.
Awesome. And being from Detroit, that means you're an Ohio State fan, right?
You said out of here. I'm sorry.
I said, so being from Detroit, that means you're an Ohio State fan, right?
Oh, no.
Come on, go Buckeyes. Go Buckeyes. Well, Zania, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I know it was quick, but I know you have a busy day. I just want to thank you so much. Wish you good luck, and I know you'll be there standing at the end.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sneeze on Filter podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for some more on filter discussions. And Sneeze on Filter maniacs, remember, if we stand together, we can change the world. Love, live life. I'm out.